You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Governments play an integral role in the way we live, the way we behave, and how we look at the life we all live. I'm really delighted to have on the line Minister David Elliott, the member for Baulkham Hills, the Minister for Police and Emergency Services, who is a close friend and a person that tries very hard to build a better community. His portfolios of corrective services, police and emergency services give testimony to this. Minister, there's many questions we could ask you, but you're very fortunate to work for John Howard. Incredible person. Tell us about that journey.
To know back then that he was going to become Australia's most successful post-war prime minister. But he was a mentor. It was a small office back then because there was only about five staff. He was a shadow minister, and he gave me. He was very generous with his time, and gave me a lot of opportunities to discuss policies and politics and what the Australia he wanted and what young people wanted. And he never missed an opportunity. Bearing in mind, I was just a young university student working 3 days a week in his office. He never missed a chance to ask me what young people were thinking. He always wanted to know what young people were thinking. So then, of course, as I left his office, he became Prime Minister. I joined the Army, and we stayed in reasonably close contact. And when I eventually ran for Parliament, he was very generous in providing not only endorsement, but of course support for my pre-selection, and support for my campaign.
And Minister, at 19 years of age, that's an incredibly young age. I mean, you're virtually just out of school. You go to university and you start working. For you to think about joining politics and to get him to in the role of public service, what did he teach you? What values did he touch within you to make you the person you are today? Because clearly he had a big impact. You and I have spoken about this.
Yeah, he had a strong work ethic, which was good, but he also had a very strong intellectual, capability. And for that reason, it was always, what book are you reading, David? And, what are you studying at university? And he sort of had a very Churchillian approach to leadership, and thought that a good leader should have a good command of the English language.
The other thing I think, Minister, that he taught me or taught you that I know about you is that you are very negotiable, but when something is right, you don't deviate from it. That's what.
That's very much probably that's probably something I learned from the military before I've learned from anybody else. But you're right. I mean, John knew that the country needed tax reform, and even though he had a couple of false starts, he certainly pushed in the GST, and now it's been a great success. He also knew what was right when it came to East Timor, when it came to liberating the East Timorese, and I think he also got it right when it came to gun law reform too.
And those types of experiences has resonated with me with regards to you. And we've been in conversation about many things. When it is right in you personally and right for our world, you don't deviate. And I congratulate you for that. Can I just say that's very important. There's a saying that says, "Run with the foxes and hunt with the hounds."
Yeah.
When it's right. You're very clear about when it's right, so I want to thank you for that. Minister, looking at different things, in your role, I want to take you back when you were sworn in as a minister. What did it feel like, if you can remember that morning? Because, to be a minister is really a prestigious and has many obligations and responsibilities with it. How did you feel that morning when you were sworn in as minister?
Believe it or not, despite the fact that I spent 25 years of my life, preparing and planning and dreaming and reading and studying for that exact moment, because I wanted to be a minister in a coalition government, I don't reflect on the day as much as I probably should. But listen, I remember getting up and I told the boys that they could have the day off school. It was actually Holy Thursday. It was the day before. Everybody had our Easter break, and yep. I remember Nicole and I and the boys walking down Government House with Mike Baird, and And it was, yeah, very special. It was a bit daunting because I was made Minister for Corrective Services the first time, and I'd really had no exposure whatsoever to the prison system, I'm delighted to report. but I was also made that day Minister for Veterans Affairs, and that felt like, you know, that was a great career highlight for me. And Minister for Emergency Services, and of course I'd had a fair bit to do with emergency services, having come from St John Ambulance and other few opportunities.
Really delighted to have on the line a wonderful person doing a great job, Minister David Elliott, the Member for Borkham Hills, the Minister for Police and Emergency Services. Minister, we're going to go to a little break, then we're going to play a song, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more about you and to talk a little bit about COVID, which is just really such challenging for everybody at the moment. You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim, and Spotlight brings to you stories and great work that people are doing in our community. We'll be back after this short break.
You're on Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Minister, thanks for being with us again. I want to pick up an area. You're the Minister currently, and you did have Corrective Services portfolio. You're now the Minister for Police and Emergency Services. Can you tell our listeners about a couple of memorable moments during that period or this current period that really will stay with you forever during those times, particularly in emergency services?
Yeah, most of them are quite traumatic, actually, Jim. I mean, where I'm proudest is when I'm out in the field, particularly just following an emergency, when I'm out to check on the welfare of the salaried as well as the volunteer emergency services workers. And of course, this year we've had some traumatic times, of course, with the floods and storms that occurred in March. And so memorable would be going out and with the SES and some of their magnificent equipment that they've got and the extraordinary training that they've undertaken. And of course, every time there'd been a bushfire in the last 18 months, the Premier and I and the Commissioner Fitzsimmons and even the Prime Minister, we went out and thanked the communities and particularly thanked the emergency services in the RFS and the fire and rescue. So it has been quite an extraordinary period of time to be Minister in those two portfolios, because I can't remember a time in Australian history when both the police and the emergency services, all of the combat agencies, have had such a high tempo of operations. And when you consider that the police went from bushfire to storms to COVID, and the fire brigade and fire and rescue RFS, they went through a traumatic period, and SES backed them up, and then they had to be the first responders to the floods and storms of March this year. It's been quite extraordinary, and I'm proud of every moment that I've spent with them, but I'm also quite humbled and indeed, you know, keep you awake at night. 200,000 people in your portfolio, whether it be the SES volunteer in Tumut or the police officer in Coffs Harbour or the Volunteer Rescue Association unit at Dubbo, they've all got an extraordinary job to do. Some of them are salaried, some of them aren't, but all of them are professionals. And I think that's an important message for me as a minister to make sure everybody is reminded of.
And I endorse those comments. They are part of the family, and they make up the fabric of your portfolio. And so I share those thoughts with you. Minister, I want to move on to COVID. We've only got a short period of time left, but you must get very frustrated at the moment. And the government's working so hard, and, you know, everyone can throw mud at certain things, but it is a very moment changing COVID world we live in, and it must be very frustrating when people just can't do the right thing.
It's mind-boggling, Jim, when you consider the messaging that's gone out and the media reporting, people that are just still ignoring rules and regulations and public health orders and directions from the police. And that's why we're again just hitting record numbers of cases, particularly in southwestern Sydney, and the way people ignore them in some of the beachside suburbs as well. It's, I mean, unfortunately, we're not going to get anywhere when it comes to easing restrictions until we indeed get those vaccination rates up. But we didn't need to spend that period of time waiting at home under lockdown. We could have quite easily had a lot of those restrictions eased right now if people had done the right thing. But it looks like we're going to just have to continue with the restrictions right up until we get to about 70 or 80%. At least some of the restrictions until we get about 70 to 80% of the community vaccinated.
Yes, and can I just say on behalf of Darren and myself, we want to congratulate and have well wishes for our police force and emergency services who go out there every day on the front line and try and protect us. I think people need to understand that, Minister, that those people, those wonderful people, are protecting my life, my kids' life, my grandchildren, and they need to be thanked
absolutely
for their selfless support doing that. And on behalf of Darren and myself and 90.5 and Spotlight in particular, that's what we want to say to you to pass on to all of your people. We're really amazed at the efforts that they do. Minister, we're nearly coming to an end. I'm going to ask you a pretty tough question. What do you want to be remembered for?
Excellent question. I'd like to think that when I walk away from politics, and particularly this portfolio after what I suspect will be an 8-year gig, given we've got another 18 months to the election, I want to be remembered as the welfare minister. I want to be remembered not because I handed out money to everybody, but I wanted to be, I'd like to think that people will reflect on my period in corrections, police, emergency services, veterans, as being interested in the welfare of the rank and file. And every time a police officer is injured in the line of duty, I try to give them a call. And we did some great stuff for veterans when I was the Veterans Minister with the Veterans Employment Program and money into mental health. The Invictus Games, of course, and you know, I never miss a chance to get out, and this is one of the little things that lockdown's really hurting, because I never like missing a chance to get out and get amongst the rank and file, talk to them, understand what their challenges are, understand the challenges of their job, where they've come from, why they joined the various combat agencies, and how we can make their life better.
That's a very noble quality of a good leader, and you've got that quality. Minister, last question before we end our great time together this morning. You're to have dinner tonight with three people, you and Lady Nicole. Who would you want to have it with?
You and Carol, Jim.
Seriously, who would you like to have dinner with, you know, worldwide, you and Nicole?
A living person worldwide. Listen, that's a very difficult question. Two other people. That is an excellent question. Probably Boris Johnson and his wife, maybe. Or I'd be fascinated to have dinner with some of the great military leaders of the United States that have just finished up, you know, obviously in the war against terror. So yeah, probably, but I think probably it'd have to be a politician. If it's dead, it'd definitely be Winston Churchill and Fleming.
That's fantastic. Minister, thanks for taking time. I know how busy you are. You're going in the car between meetings and everything. It's such a full-on time. Darren and I are very grateful for your time. Spotlight welcomes and thanks you for your comments today. Minister David Elliott, the Member for Baulkham Hills, Minister for Police and Emergency Services, thanks for joining us and supporting and trying to protect the world in which we live. Have a great day.
Thanks. All the best.